There's the story of the Vice Chancellor of a university here in India. How did he get himself trapped in it? Very brilliant person. When he came here with his family for the first time, naturally we are all seated here and somebody is saying something, somebody is saying something. So I directly put a question, Professor, how did you come? Doctor, he's a doctor. Of literature. Says, maybe know how you were drawn to Baba. I said, well, it doesn't matter, you know. But we'd like to know. So his wife punctuates and says, well, he's embarrassed. I said, what's the embarrassment? We are all like that. You see, we have come with different persons, have been attracted to Baba with different ideas and thoughts and feelings. And what's there to be embarrassed? There's nothing. It's all one family here. Tell us, come on, doctor, come on, speak out. So you really want to hear? I said, yeah. So what he told us was, succinctly put, he says, well, I had heard of Meher Baba. Because my assistants who are also professors and doctors in literature and all that, I control the university and we have been hearing. There's one who is a lover of Meher Baba, who is also a doctor in botany. And he one day tells me, sir, can we hold in the auditorium a public meeting, letting people know about Meher Baba? I was a bit skeptical, but after all, he is also one of my colleagues. So I consented. So I said, you will have to make all arrangements for that, if you are calling the public here for that purpose. So yeah, we'll make arrangements. So to cut the story short again, he and his wife and all come there. And he is the guest of honor there, being the vice chancellor himself. People are there, all the professors are there, the students are there, public there. It's a huge place. All have come there to listen to the different various speakers speaking on Meher Baba. And he has heard these people saying things and all that. He is being impressed and all that. Well, his words are beautiful. What he says is so true. One can never deny that. But how am I to take him to be so? That was his dilemma. So usually what happens amongst the Indian programs and all that they end with an aarti, wherever the program is there. And then aarti means it's a devotional song, sung out in praise of the Lord, Baba. And then after the aarti, there is the prasad being distributed. So while all this is going on, while the aarti is going on, this is the end of the program now. So from his chair, his mind now starts working out. He says, well, how am I to know? Well, the test will be, if at the time of the prasad, if I am given 5 toffees, you know what a toffee is, a candy, milk thing. If cannot be 6 or 4 or 3 or 2 or 1 or 10 or like that. If I am given 5 of them, then I will accept him as the avatar. Just imagine such a talented person, how these petty things can be there. How can his mind register such petty things? So he is there, he is also attending the aarti very reverentially and all that, but mind is working there. And now as the aarti is about to be ending, the end has come. Now he is flustered, not knowing how can there be? Why should I feel flustered like that? Usually they never give toffees like that. Usually they give some sweets or something like that, or a banana or something like that. Well, the thing is that being the guest of honor and presiding there, so first prasad is given to him. It's wrapped in a packet. He does not know what it is, but he's so curious because it's his life and death question. His wife is there and all that, and they now want to, they greet and they said, all right, now we leave, the program is over, we are thankful and this and that, and now he wants to leave. He goes to his car to leave. But he cannot, he is impatient to find out what it is. What is it? So he opens and sees to his surprise, there are toffees. He counts them hurriedly, before starting the car, like a little baby, you know. And he says, it's five. So since then I've accepted him as the avatar. So that's my story. Yeah, the whole family came to Baba. That day, there were so many other doctors and all, the whole crew was there, you see, from there. Just five toffees of espresso. Now what is at the back of the whole thing? How Baba is working behind the scene now? So the one who had arranged the program, who was in charge of the program, who is a Baba lover, he and his family, they're all drawn to Baba for past many years now. They had been to Baba, they had seen Baba and all that. So in honor of Baba, they wanted to have the program, and the program was very successful, they are very happy and all that. But that professor, that day he was here, he reveals to us what happened at that day, why does he want to give prasad of toffee, because he is the one who had arranged all this. So for quite some time, some days prior to the program, thoughts started running. We don't know whether the public will come. We have invited the public. We know the strength of the students. We know the strength of the professors and all that. Whether they will all come for the program or not. It's something quite peculiar. We don't know what sort of prasad we should distribute. If we have Indian sweets, it might, if we get a small quantity, it will not be looking good. You see, if the thing gets exhausted. If we get more, then if it is surplus and it will get spoiled. What should we do? Should we have this or that? Immediately gets a thought. Why? Why not do one thing, what Baba used to do to us when we used to be with Baba? He would give us toffees. Why can't we buy toffees? If it is, we can buy it wholesale, and if it is left over, we'll keep it for our children and we will have it. But then he said, it won't be good to give just one toffee as Baba would give us. It doesn't look good and all that. Let there be five. So then they made packets of five toffees each. That was behind the scene. He is inspired to give toffee as the prasad and five in a packet. So that's how it was. So such are his pranks with us, playing pranks with us.
During that program, his wife, who is also a professor, she also took a picture of Baba during the function. She thought, maybe if I have this picture, it will be a nice thing from Baba. And just not accepting him, but she was very much attracted towards the picture. So when they were parting, they being the head of the department, the dean, so he also had a picture of Baba and gave it to the woman. And when she went home, to her surprise, she finds it's exactly the picture that she wanted to have.
But how can such stupendous events, you see, to accept him as the one, have such flimsy excuses? That is mind-boggling to me.